Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Boone laid out the government's case against Joe Prococo, saying it's old-fashioned corruption motivated by greed, pure and simple. He described Prococo as the governor's right-hand man and said wherever the governor went, Prococo went. Boone says Prococo decided to sell his power and influence and betray the people of New York for over $300,000 in bribes to two different entities. The prosecution says Competitive Power Ventures, run by defendant Braith Kelly, gave Prococo's wife Lisa a $90,000 a year teaching job that required only a few hours of work in exchange for Prococo's help to ease state rules to get a power plant built. Boone says in a second scheme, Prococo received $35,000 for helping the principal figures in the Syracuse-based Core Development, Stephen Aiello and Joe Girardi, with projects for Governor Cuomo's economic development program, including the Inner Harbor Project. Boone says former lobbyist and longtime Cuomo associate Todd Howe was the conduit for the bribery arrangement. Howe has already pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. He'll testify for the prosecution. Boone also signaled the government in its case will highlight Prococo and Howe's use of the word ziti as a code for alleged bribes, a term he says they took from the TV series about the mob, The Sopranos. Attorneys for Prococo, as well as for Kelly, Aiello, and Girardi, all say their clients are innocent and victims of a mistaken prosecution. They repeatedly tried to discredit Howe, calling him a lifelong con man and a congenital liar who even lied to his dog walker. And Prococo's attorney, Barry Borer, says the defense will show that Howe even altered emails to falsely make it look like Prococo was using his official influence to help the three businessmen. Borer admits that Prococo is not perfect, but says he's a human being who made mistakes that he says don't amount to a federal offense. Assistant U.S. Attorney Boone concedes that Howe is a criminal, but says it was Prococo who hounded Howe to give him more money after Prococo bought an expensive house and was over his head in mortgage payments. In the afternoon, the prosecution showed documents of the Prococo's bank and mortgage accounts, and defense attorneys began a cross-examination of the documents. As proceedings dragged on, the judge in the case, Valerie Caproni, grew impatient, and she admonished Prococo's attorneys for taking too long to make their points. Everyone is entitled to a defense, Caproni said, but they are not entitled to a tedious defense. The court resumes Wednesday when Governor Cuomo's chief of staff and longtime aide Linda Lacewell is expected to take the stand. In New York, I'm Karen DeWitt.